92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In just a few days, Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN will shut down unless donors save it. Wisconsin Eye is a nonprofit organization that provides access to state government. They cover the Assembly, the Senate, the Executive Branch, the Supreme Court, the DNR, the State Health Department, all kinds of things. If you want to watch state leaders, you can go in person to the Capitol or you can watch Wisconsin Eye. Their whole mission is to ensure everyone can see what their representatives are doing in government. President and CEO John Henkes told WISN's Upfront, donations have dried up simply because there are so many things to donate to these days.
You go anywhere from Madison to Milwaukee to Green Bay, La Crosse, Racine, there are multiple campaigns for local causes, very good programs that serve those communities. But when you throw tens of millions of dollars statewide into these community-based projects, Wisconsin Eye is not first in line.
Henkes has been warning of a funding gap for months, and now staff say if nothing changes, they'll have to shut down. That would mean there's no way for Wisconsinites to watch the legislature, and all the archives will disappear. Those archives are huge. WISI started 18 years ago, so they've got more than 30,000 hours of video that would vanish if they don't get enough cash to keep going. In the last state budget, lawmakers set aside $10 million for Wisconsin Eye, but it has to be matching funds. So the way it's currently written, Wisconsin Eye has to fundraise in order to qualify for matching funds next summer.
So if we only succeeded in raising $4 million, there would still be a $4 million match. Yet to think that we can raise $10 million between now and the end of June is something of a pipe dream.
They say it'll cost almost $900,000 to keep the service going for 1 year. If they don't get that money, they'll shut down on Monday. Wisconsin currently has about 25,000 registered electric vehicles, and experts say more people will adopt them when there are more charging stations available. Now, the state is getting more than 24 additional charging stations along key routes. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced 26 additional locations will receive grant awards totaling $14 million in federal funding to build electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin. Supported through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program under former President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, these fast charging stations will help ensure residents and visitors alike have access to the charging infrastructure needed to travel from point A to point B in Wisconsin. This latest round of awards fills coverage gaps after the first round of awards was announced in May 2024.
A few of those new charging stations will be here in Dane County. One of them is on Madison's north side at the Quick Trip on American Parkway. Another will be in Cottage Grove at a BP on County Road N. Meanwhile, there are new trading cards available for Madison's snowplows. Over the last couple years, the City Streets Division has held contests and votes to name the plows. Winners include Anne Pathaway, Snow Diggity, Plower to the People, you get the idea. Well, the Streets Division has also started making trading cards of these named plows. This year's set of cards includes the newest names in the fleet.
We have Dolly Plowden, Snoby One Kenobi, Seymour Pavement, and Saltimus Prime.
It's all a way to have a little fun and connect with the community. The trading cards are free at branches of the Madison Public Library. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask, 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together, but it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, a few off and on flurries today with temperatures steady in the mid-20s and then falling later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 2 above tomorrow. Partly cloudy early, a little light snow later in the day with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.